Welcome to a hump day. Welcome to December. Just like that, it is December. Last month of 2021. Where did it go? Doesn't feel like December 1 here in the Big O because it is shorts weather. It is what golf course is open today weather. And it's supposed to be even nicer tomorrow. We're going to pay for this, I know. I know we're going to pay for it. But, you know, we're taking it day by day. Welcome into the Gary Sharp Show on this Wednesday, the 1st of December. I apologize. I'm battling a little bit of a head cold that has affected my voice. So I've not gone into a deep, sexy 1-800.
I'd say it's sultry.
Yeah. It didn't sound so good early this morning. So it is getting better. All of when you're in this business and your voice is your moneymaker, you have all of these little tricks to make sure that you don't lose your voice. Or it does not continue to sound as deep as this or as gravelly. And people go, hey, what's wrong with you? So that is the issue. Thank you for anybody's concern, if you are concerned at all. Hopefully it'll be back to normal here in the next couple of days. Let me give you the lineup as we welcome you in for this little four-hour journey. Till 2, there's Josh Odson. I'm Gary Sharp. Coming up in about an hour, Scott Shanley will join us. Tomorrow night, the Cowboys and the Saints play. We'll get his perspective on that. Plus, I think he's a good one to ask the question, as this is a question that lingered throughout the entire Nebraska football season. And until Nebraska flips the script, they have to solve this issue, and is how do they learn to win? Is it a player? Is it a coach? Is it a group? Scott will join us coming up at 11:30. It is Wednesday. That means it's a mailbag. It's an opportunity for all of you to win a gift card to Oscar's Pizza and Wings. All you have to do is submit a question into the mailbag. We do it straight up at noon. Just send it into jodson@nrgmedia.com. Robin Washit will join us live from Raleigh. Last night, we had a double dose of basketball in this town. Omaha Mavericks lost by 10. They were down 31, another just brutal start. But then they came all the way back, got as close as 6, and then hit the wall, ran out of gas in the last 2 minutes, and lost by 10. While Creighton was very, very impressive. We're going to get into what the Jays did last night. I have a great respect for the Bison of North Dakota State. That's going to be a pretty good team in the Summit. And Creighton just dissected them. Ahead of now, a pretty important stretch of games. It's kind of like for Nebraska and Creighton basketball. The season begins now. When you are a Power 5, you set up your schedule appropriately, depending on where you think your team is, to help them navigate the early part of the season. That's what Creighton and Nebraska have done. But now the season begins. The schedule gets tougher for Creighton. They bring in Iowa State late night on Saturday night. And Nebraska tonight plays in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. They play at North Carolina State, about a 7-point underdog, 6 to 7-point underdog. Robin Washit will be on the ground in Raleigh when he joins us at 1. And Parker Gabriel stops by at 1:30. Josh, what do you think the odds are 3 hours from now that we will have some breaking Husker football news, whether a player coming or going, or a assistant coach added to the staff? What would you put the odds 3 hours from now when Parker Gabriel, where he is in follow season, will have information that we can discuss?
I would say 60-40. In favor of something to talk about.
I think we're getting close to the Adrian Martinez decision.
He's got to announce either way, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Because if he stays, it may affect who is looking at Nebraska at his position. And if he goes, then, I don't know, we can have the closure. And then it also probably affects somebody on your current roster and somebody that may be looking at Nebraska.
He can't stay silent for 30
days.
He can't
say anything, and we get to February, and you go, Adrian Martinez is still on the roster. Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah.
So Parker Gabriel will stop by coming up at 1:30. So with the discussion about assistant coaches and what is happening and what Trev Albert said last night, we'll get to his comments. Trev has a vested interest in football, and why not? It is kind of his legacy, but we'll pose a question that it's not just a flyby snarky question. I think it'll be a real question. So we'll get to Trev's comments that he was on the radio last night. But one thing he did say about what Nebraska is looking at in terms of assistance, he wants teachers and recruiters. And the most popular name and the name that has legs. Now, some of the names that are thrown out there by people on social media that are reporting what would come across as facts, and they may or may not have any clue. Mickey Joseph is the closest to, okay, we've all been able to tie things together, and Mickey Joseph is a real possibility, just like he was in 2019. And we're in a flurry of college football right now. I mean, just the massive business that is college football, and some shady things going on when it comes to assistants, head coaching jobs, recruiting. Just ask Oklahoma. If you saw the tweet from the compliance office last night, it has to do with somebody who they think is still an Ohio or an Oklahoma assistant that may be recruiting for USC by the name of Roy Manning. So coaches that are off staffs that have been fired or their head coach have left, they are still out there doing their job and they are recruiting. And there was a lot of, Mickey Joseph last night was recruiting for LSU. As of right now, 10:39 on this Wednesday morning, Mickey Joseph is doing what his job is supposed to be. He is still employed as a football coach at LSU. I wonder if there is part of Mickey Joseph that is hoping that Brian Kelly will retain him. Brian Kelly has tried to start to put his staff together. He ran into a wall trying to pry Tony Alford away from Ohio State. It looks like the AD at Notre Dame is putting up a wall to keep some key figures. Really, the only speculation you get is that Brian Kelly would like Marcus Freeman to follow him. Notre Dame would like to keep Freeman. They'd like to keep Tommy Rees, who is their offensive coordinator. But if you're Mickey Joseph and you're at LSU and you're kind of established there and you know your home state and recruiting, is there part of you that wants to come to Lincoln or stay at LSU and make yourself enticing for Brian Kelly to say, I need you on my staff as an ace recruiter? So I don't read much into Mickey out recruiting for LSU because he's still doing his job. Admirable by him. Unlike the guy at Oklahoma who appears to be representing Oklahoma but recruiting for USC. I can't wait for the fallout there. Boy, the fallout is not good at Oklahoma. All of a sudden, Oklahoma's program is like, whoa. Talking to somebody who's pretty connected to the Oklahoma program last night, and we were talking about Marvin Mims, their star wide receiver. Is he going to get into the portal? What's happening with the decommits? He even brought up Caleb Williams. There's a feeling in Norman that Caleb Williams could be out. What is that Oklahoma team going to look like when they show up in Lincoln? And then I think that Oklahoma team will be fine because they'll hire a head coach, and you know what? He will go out and poach other teams. So Mickey Joseph out recruiting for LSU, don't read much into it. He's doing his job. And you can quickly transition with new gear that you wear and new phones. A lot of football coaches and a lot of coaches in the big world of college athletics and men's basketball and football, they always have two phones, right? I mean, isn't a stature if you have two phones? Like if you're walking around with two phones, you either want to be important or you are important. A lot of coaches have two phones. I mean, the head coach of Nebraska has two phones. People clamor to be on the special phone list. Hey, I got his regular phone number, but man, can I get that other phone number? Oh, it's an internal battle between media at Nebraska. It kind of shows you what your relationship is with a coach. Do you have his regular cell phone number or do you have the special cell phone number that very few people call? And when that phone goes off, you go, gotta get it. But when you see a coach with four phones, then that is the tipping point to, who are they recruiting for? So Mickey Joseph is kind of in a interesting spot. Is he going to come to Nebraska? Is he going to be an associate head coach? Is he going to have some power? Is he coming back to his alma mater? Has he been sold a vision that he believes in? Or is it easier to sell himself to Brian Kelly and Brian Kelly to go, we got to recruit the best players out there. You know where to go find the players. You be a recruiting guy. You're going to see that. Just have a little patience. Have a little patience. We all want announcement right away. Now, I'd be surprised if there wasn't something by the end of the week. But to get it right, it maybe takes a little bit more time. I would rather get it right than giving me a guy today, a guy tomorrow, a guy on Friday. But what good spot, I think, for Mickey Joseph to be in. Either convince your new boss that you're important, or you have a job lined up at your alma mater. All right, 10:43. We roll till 2 on this Wednesday. Scott Chandler will join us in the next hour. We will talk about what Trev said last night. He said much more beyond looking for teachers and recruiters. Plus, the cycle of college football. Now the playoff has entered the fray of the coaching carousel and what their comments were about Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly has spoken, and Brian Kelly is going to make as much money as 25 head football coaches in the NFL. He will make more money. I should say it this way. Brian Kelly, after his contract has been announced at LSU, he is going to make more money than 26 of the 32 coaches in the NFL. Bill Belichick makes $18 million a year. Isn't it funny how we don't really pay much attention to professional coaches' salaries? Like, how did you know that Bill Belichick makes $18 million? Does it even matter to you? Like, Andy Reid makes $12 million. Sean Payton, Pete Carroll are like $13, $14 million. But we very rarely know how much professional head coaches make. But boy, we get all excited and we dive into the numbers of what college head coaches make, and we can rattle them off. I mean, I didn't know that Joe Maddon with the Cubs was like a $5 million guy until the tail end of his tenure on the North Side, and there was discussion about, well, he makes a lot of money. But we know college coaches, and Brian Kelly is making a lot of money. But because of where he's not making money from, they may be penalized in the playoff. I thought that was ridiculous last night. We'll get into that in the college football rankings. Among other things, as we roll till 2. You're always welcome to join the show on the Lanahan Nurseries Hotline, 951-1620, or in the Equitable Bank inbox, where they take banking personally, Gary at 1620thezone.com, Jay Odson at nrgmedia.com. You can also send Josh your questions for the Oscars Pizza and Grill mailbag coming up at noon, or on the JTech Construction Twitter feed at GarySharp1620 or at GarySharpShow. We're off and running. We're back with more. Scott Chandler, Robin Washit from Raleigh, ahead of Nebraska, North Carolina State tonight. And Parker Gabriel, hopefully with a nugget and a name and something to react to. He'll join us coming up at 1:30 on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.